Chapter 6. Angels in Our Midst. Outpourings of the Holy Spirit upon Adullam children and young folks have always been attended with visions of angels in our midst. In this connection, it is well to remember some scriptural teaching about angels. The scriptures teach that angels have a part in the ministration of the Holy Spirit, since the spirits or angels of the prophets are subject to the prophets. 1 Corinthians 14:32. Angels have some part in prophetic utterance when a prophet speaks under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The visions John saw on Patmos and the revelations he had there when he was in the Spirit were given him through an angel. Revelation 1:1, Revelation 1:10. Angels therefore have something to do with being in a trance, seeing visions through the Holy Spirit, and getting revelations through the Holy Spirit. Each true church has, perhaps, a special angel to minister to that particular church. Revelations 1:20. Every saved person has an angel to minister to him. Hebrews 1:14. Acts 12:15. Every child has the ministry of angels, for the angels of children have constant access to the throne of God in heaven. Matthew 18:10. Angels always see us, though we seldom see angels. Angels differ in rank. 1 Corinthians 4:9. Both the Old and New Testament furnish sufficient proof for the reality of angelic ministry in the Adullam home. We have already told of the visions of angels rescuing children whom demons had bound with awful chains and were dragging to hell. Angels, then, apparently have a part in saving the lost. Since angels led these children to heaven and escorted them through the golden streets and the glories of paradise, it seems that angels have something to do with the visions given Adullam, as most of the children who spoke in other languages did so when they were dancing and singing with the angels. It may be that angels have something to do with speaking in other languages, for it is possible to speak with the tongues of angels. 1 Corinthians 1:13. At times of mighty outpourings of the Spirit. The children also had wonderful visions of multitudes of angels flying in the heavens, and sometimes they saw them fly from heaven to earth. Angels in the midst of and about Adullam. At the times when the presence of the Holy Spirit was especially manifest, many of the children saw angels nearby or in the room. When they were hindered by demon power, they saw angels come to their release. On occasions of the most blessed sense of the presence of the Lord in our midst, and of the sweetest harmony and love in the meeting, just above the room was a large angel, while the room was entirely surrounded by smaller angels standing side by side, each touching the other to the right and left, so there was not a space in the whole circle for the entrance of any demon. On these occasions, when one or more of the children saw our angel garrison about us, there were never any visions of demons in the room, as was very frequently the case. One evening, when our angel guard was about us in such perfect rank, children said they could hear demons outside the circle of angels, making an angry commotion because of their inability to hinder the blessed fellowship in the Holy Spirit that was within the angel circle. Boys in Ko Chu had also seen this circle of angels. I shall never forget the blessed sense of the very presence of God that was in those meetings in which the children saw the angel just above our happy, spirit-filled people. This angel, looking down upon us, smilingly turned from side to side to look at the angels that encircled us and to see that there was not an entrance for the powers of darkness. I wondered if the angel above us was not the special angel of Adullam, and if the smaller angels of lesser rank around us were not our individual guardians. At any rate, the children saw the angels. Their eyes were usually closed when they saw them, but sometimes they saw them with wide open eyes. We could believe, without question, that we were indeed in the presence of angels.